It is so good to be back on the big show. Thank you for having me in spite of all the letters you got. I really appreciate you ignoring that and welcoming me back. So thanks.
John, I got to tell you, you, Hal Sparks, my producer, Evan, all you guys, man, when's the last time you got a haircut?
This is my pandemic mullet. We're doing this via Zoom. And yeah, there you go. Let your freak flag fly. Absolutely. Yeah, this is it's really kind of sad, but I look like Beethoven had sex with Loki and gave birth to a child. This is a John Wick during a Moroccan oil shortage. That's the look I'm going for. And yeah, I look like the douchey TA at Slytherin House. It's really tragic.
John,
that's
my
pandemic mullet.
I only speak out of envy. I've not been blessed with good hair like yours, sir, but you look good, John. You look damn good. You look healthy, and I can't wait to see you guys here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's been a bit of a scary period of time. And those of us that do talk radio, and I know you do as well, John, on Sirius XM, we have the benefit, at least we've had human connection for the last year and a half. But, John, nothing beats a live crowd. And Saturday night, there's going to hopefully be a big live crowd at the Barrymore Theater. Only date that Stephanie Miller and the sexy liberal survivors tour, I guess they're calling it this year. This is the only date on the calendar for the whole year, John. You got to be looking forward to performing in front of a hopefully big crowd.
I am. It's my first road date since lockdown happened. I was headlining in Annapolis, Maryland. And had a great crowd, by, you know, of Navy folk right before the lockdown hit. And that was my last road date. And we had planned to be in Madison this year earlier, because this year marked the 10-year anniversary of the Sexy Liberal Tour, where I play the role of tour. I think Stephanie's the sexy and Hal's the liberal. I'm the tour part. And, you know, then the pandemic hit. But we launched the tour at the Barrymore Theater 10 years ago this year. So I'm really glad for our one date of the entire year. We're doing a live show. I'm really thrilled to just be returning to live events in general. I just got my Bob Dylan tickets for New York, but to be doing a show in this theater after the year we've all had, and to have our one show of the year post vaccines, you know, be in Madison for the crowd that has inspired us all so much. It's really great. And I'm going to be selling loose booster shots at the merch table, really cheap. Take a J&J. We're going to have the Moderna. I mean, mix and match, get one of each. I've got the Duncan Hines vaccine. That's very hard to get, a couple of rare ones. So we're, you know, I'm thrilled. Everyone's going to be vaccinated. Everyone's going to have a mask. If you stream us on MeatHook, you don't have to be vaccinated. But I don't think there's a lot of anti-vaxxers coming to see Stephanie Miller live.
Sirius XM host and comedian John Fugel saying, my fine guest live via Zoom. John, you know, I got to tell you, man, there hasn't been a lot of good entertainment in town of late, and I'm hoping lots and lots of people show up. And it will be a fully vaccinated
We're
show.
Going to keep that streak going. no, I'm thrilled. Like, you don't even know. There's so much material that, you know, we've been writing all along. And I was in New York City when it was the epicenter and lockdown. And I mean, I might just come out there and do material about Donald Trump being diagnosed with COVID, because I never got to do it last year. And it's still funny. So there's so much malfeasance and so much that we have to mock. And, you know, nonviolence and ridicule are always the most effective weapons against fascists. So for this tour to be back with Stephanie and Frangela and Hal Sparks, and, you know, like they say, when God closes a Donald Trump comedy door, he opens a Marjorie Taylor Greene comedy window. And there has been so much to make fun of in this first year post-Trump. I'm just so thrilled to be getting back to it.
John, the world has certainly changed. I recall the last big live event I recall doing, I opened for a fine local comedian, Charlie Behrens, the Keeper Moving guy, the Man to Walk Minute guy. And This was like in March of 2020. We did like a Fireman's Park in Waterloo, two shows, you know, and a matinee and an evening show. And I was doing COVID jokes. Oh, you folks are brave. Someone's coughing in the back. They might have the COVID. I mean, yeah. You know, maybe I was a little bit early on this cutting edge, you might say, John. But in retrospect, these were really some bad jokes. This I didn't see the tragedy coming, and I certainly didn't see it extending this far, John. And it's got to drive you nuts, man. It's a preventable tragedy, yet it continues.
Yes, like my hair, this is a preventable tragedy. And, you know, it makes me crazy, because seeing the anti-vaxxers, you know, yesterday trying to take advantage of Colin Powell's death, it made me think, oh my God, the continuing hospitalization and death toll is like the Iraq War, also preventable tragedies. And you know, you make me think we should probably get a bunch of comedians together to do all the jokes we were doing at the beginning of the pandemic, right? With, like when no one had any idea. Social distancing, my wife's been doing that every time we go out. But here's the thing, as awful as it was, that's why we need to laugh about it. That's why we need the humor. No one's going to make fun of the suffering, but we need joy. We need revolution. We need to be able to release because, you know, the fascists aren't taking a break. And the fascists are going to keep on trying to divide us, trying to make life really hard for trans people, for immigrants, for poor people, for working people. We have the Democrats and then these two Democrats who want to do everything in their power to make sure the vote of the will of the people is ignored. I mean, like more people turned out to vote than in the history of this country. And they did it during a plague. So it's like, if everyone else can do their civic duty, I feel I need to do my comedic duty. And thankfully, as you know, there's still so much to make fun of, so many villains. We haven't even talked about Matt Gaetz yet. I mean, like, this is the great thing about the Sexy Liberal Tour is that I always found going around the country doing this in so many pockets of our country, there's folks who were scared to have an Obama sticker on their car when they went to their job or their church. And, you know, to be in a room with like a couple hundred or 1,000 like-minded, sane people who have empathy, who can all spell the word "your" correctly, it's wonderful. And everyone gets wild and it's a party. And I apologize in advance for how filthy Stephanie Miller's act is going to be. I really do.
John Fugelsang, fine comedian. John, last time I saw you in person, I was actually at a Stephanie Miller show in Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, immediately before this was the Saturday night before Donald Trump got elected. And John, yeah, my memory, we were all festive. We thought Hillary was the presumptive president and waiting, and we, you know, had read the polling and listened to David Plouffe. He gave me 100% guarantee on the show. You know, I was having a good time, John, and we were smoking some legal California marijuana. And it's a little off topic, but let me ask you, sir. New York's legal now. Marijuana is legal in New York.
Sorta.
Well, you can't buy it readily, but I'm sure somebody's selling loose joints. I heard Paul Simon reference it back in an album in 1965. So I got to think there's some loose joints sold somewhere in New York City.
Yes, you can get them. It keeps us from murdering tourists every day.
But John, you're going to fly into Wisconsin, and we are a pocket of prohibition in the upper Midwest. You can get cheese, and you can get cold spotted cow, man, but you can't get legal weed in my state.
I mean, honestly, you'd think that a state like Wisconsin would want to have something that gives people the munchies. It'll help the entire agriculture industry, for God's sake. Well, I know what you're asking. What do you need? Tell me what you because I'm not afraid of cavity searches. You let me know what you need and I'll bring it in. I promise.
Well, everything you can fit, you bring it, John. We'll I got lots and lots of friends, and many of them will be at the Barrymore Theater, and they'll want to share. That's comedian John Fugelsang. He is a SiriusXM host. He is a comedian extraordinaire, and he's going to be at the Stephanie Miller Show, one of the big comedic headliners, Saturday night at the Barrymore Theater. That event goes off about 8 o'clock. I'll be out there. I hear I'm warming up for you guys, John, so, you know, maybe a few COVID jokes.
Fantastic. Great.
It'll be a brief 3 minutes, though. It'll go quick. John, I got to tell you,
you're going to love it, by the way. It's always an amazing, fun audience. I mean, it's a party. And I think for a lot of people, for hundreds of us, this will be the first time we are part of a large gathering in almost 19 months. And to be part of a large gathering where you know people are, you know, have had their shots and care about each other, I think it's going to make it even more fun. You're going to have a blast. This crowd is always, always great.
John,
and usually very inebriated, and I mean, crank, angel dust. I mean, whatever you need, actually, you can get from this audience. I mean, you want a speedball, you want a freebase. There's someone. There's every level of degenerate in this crowd. But for the left, very moral degenerates.
Man, your sense of humor, John, I got to tell you, it pushed me off topic. But I've been in a large crowd very recently. Let me tell you about my experience. I went to Des Moines, Iowa, a week ago Saturday. And in Des Moines, Iowa, I saw something like 40,000 Trumpsters. And Donald Trump came to town on a Saturday night, and Iowa was playing football. They don't even have professional sports. So, you know, if there's a 80,000-seat stadium an hour away full, you shouldn't really have an overflow crowd of Trump. But there were, John. And the craziest thing, and it's scary to me, it's eye-popping to me to see this many supporters at a Trump rally. I've seen them have 5,000 and claim it was 25,000, but this was a huge crowd. And the sentiment, John, was F Joe Biden. Yeah. And I would just wonder, I don't know if you've ever personally had the chance to meet Joe Biden, but I've never seen him inspire that sort of passion in any human being that they would come to the sentiment F Joe Biden. What do you think's going on in this nation, John? It's beyond support for Trump. It's animus for Trump's political enemies.
Yeah. I mean,
can we reconnect? This happened yesterday.
Hey, John. John, I'm sorry, man. We've lost your audio just for a moment. Is there any chance you could reconnect? I'll shuck and jive here just for a moment and try reconnecting on the Zooms. Got a fine comedian. He is John Fugelsang. And I partied with John. I've been to at least 3 Stephanie Miller shows, and John is in the frequent headliner, and he's coming to Madison on Saturday night, the Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour at the Barrymore Theater. And John's going to be one of the headliners, and I love when John tells the stories. John, can you hear me again? Well, turn him on. See if we can hear him. John, how about now? John, I guess it's us, man. I appreciate your time, man. We'll see you Saturday night. John Fugelsang, you know, you can't trust tech. I loathe tech, but I love John Fugelsang. Fine comedian, SiriusXM host. We'll see him Saturday night. All you got to do is buy some tickets. You can be there at the party with us. And John Fugelsang, I mean, he is one of the cleverest, funniest, off-the-cuff guys. And I know that he spends time writing his material. I mean, nobody's this funny without a little forethought. But John Fugelsang is one of the funniest comedians in person that I have seen. And like I said, I've seen him 3 times. And he's a party guy. You'll like him. Madison, get your tickets. John Fugelsang, Stephanie Miller, the whole crew coming Saturday night. And if I haven't mentioned it before, and I'm sure I have, Hal Sparks was on a big show yesterday and had John up until the tech blew up today and tomorrow. Make a note of it. Stephanie Miller is coming on the big show at 4:30 Central Time tomorrow. She is the hostess with the mostest. She is the sexiest of all the liberals coming to Madison this weekend. And then the dynamic duo that is Frangela going to join me on the big show on Thursday. They will also join us at 4:30. So the 4 o'clock happy hour, it's chock full of goodness all week long, chock full of funny, and it could be chock full of your phone calls as well. Come back with us. We'll take a little break here, and we'll come back with your phone calls from here to the end of the show, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It is a political party, but it's always better when you join the party. Dial us up, 844-96-PARTY. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.